Chapter 1. The Lord of Breakthrough. King David said, "The Lord has broken through my enemies before me like the breakthrough of waters." Therefore he named that place Baal-perazim. 2 Samuel 5 verse 20. David walked in the heavenly dimension. His schooling was in the desert, with the sheep, as a shepherd boy. Have you been in school? Did you even know there is a school? I am talking about the supernatural school, the school of the Spirit. There is no shortcut here in this school, no jumping classes, or playing hooky. The training in this school, like boot camp in the military, is all on-the-job training, OJT. You must be committed, attentive, and victorious overcomers and finishers. David spent time on his assignments and was given exams. Remember the encounter with the bear and the lion? David never shrank back. He stepped up to the plate and was successful in his exams, all of them. In his assignments in the desert, he became relational with his spiritual father in heaven, close, intimate, and passionate. He was not distracted or bothered with internal chaos. He had a quiet spirit because he knew the attributes of God. Part of the Trinity is the Spirit of Peace. David's eyes of understanding were trained in a different realm than most. He was not controlled by his soulish man, his mind, will, and emotions. No, he had been to school in a different realm. The school of the Spirit. Later, as he was to graduate to the next level in his schooling, he was prepared for the challenge. Biblical history proved he was worthy of the challenge. Truth never runs from a challenge. David was now ready for his next opportunity. The Philistines were in battle with King Saul on the desert plains, where three of David's brothers were soldiers. David was summoned by his father, Jesse, to leave the sheepfold. His father had a mission for this young shepherd boy. David was to bring a lunch to his warrior brothers. The scene David walked in on was perplexing to him. The Philistines were taunting Israel. David was incensed. He couldn't understand why the warriors of Israel had not acted to remove the agitators. Did God not say he would deliver the land into Israel's hand? David was ready for this assignment because he had been attentive in the school of the Spirit. He was willing and ready to meet the challenge. It was God's purpose and God's timing to be fulfilled through this young man. As this story unfolds, we see a plan so much greater than that of the physical realm. Yes, the supernatural was about to be released and to move into place, the next building blocks from heaven in the quest for a godly king in the line of Jesse, which would ultimately lead to King Jesus. 1 Samuel 17:37 records David's response to King Saul. And David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." Here we need to mediate on this pivotal point. David was living beyond the veil, in the realm of the Spirit, and his destiny was controlled by the trust and empowerment of the Lord. As this story plays out, notice the climax here in the Valley of Elah. David said he had come to the giant Goliath of Gath, in the name of the Lord of hosts. David was prophesying from beyond the veil when he stated in 1 Samuel 17 verse 46 and 47, "This day, the Lord will deliver you up into my hands, and I will strike you down and remove your head from you. And I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword, or by pair, for the battle is the Lord's and he will give you into our hands." David prevailed and his God won the battle over this giant. The outcome of this battle shows the supernatural intervention of God's hand from a heavenly dimension. Yes, David was right in the center of his destiny, and this event unfolded far beyond any human strength. This was David's encounter, beyond the veil. The next events, in the two books of Samuel, continue to lead David into the line of the Messiah. Eventually, David was perceived by the prophet Samuel as God's choice, and Samuel anoints David king of Israel. In 1 Samuel, we see a young David as he sets up the government in Jerusalem. David now worked on consolidation of the kingdom. The heavenly kingdom was downloaded to David from beyond the veil and was typified in Jerusalem. David was soon to enter into the fullness of his destiny here, not only as a soldier, but as king. receiving direction from his heavenly King, Jesus. For you see, all those hours spending time with the triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, in loneliness and obscurity were not a hindrance to David. They were his school, he passed his exams, and now rewards of his graduation unfolded into his destiny for the throne. In order to establish anything, we need to understand that we must capture any and all strongholds that might prevent us from occupying, possessing, or are hindering God's will for our lives. In David's case, the spiritual, supernatural, was set in place, then the natural. This was the case in 2 Samuel 5 verse 7, "Nevertheless David captured the stronghold of Zion that is the city of David." The interesting point here is that David knew his anointing. While praying, he inquired of the Lord and received an answer. 2 Samuel 5 verse 20. "So David came to Baal-perazim and defeated them there, and he said, 'The Lord has broken through my enemies before me like the breakthrough of waters.' Therefore he named that place Baal-perazim, the Lord of the breakthrough." David knew what belonged to him, the victory, and we need to know what belongs to us in our personal walk with God. Only in walking beyond the veil will we experience a closer intimacy with God.